Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Let's Watch Podcast. I'm your host, James, with my co-host, Carolyn.
Hello.
And today we are talking about The Green Knight, a movie we both watched on the same weekend, for sure. Not separated because somebody forgot and watched Old instead. But are you just going to read the poem for The Green Knight as the synopsis, or?
No, the synopsis is just one line, which is, a fantasy retelling of the medieval story of Sir Gawain and the Green Knight.
Garwin!
It says Gawain in this thing.
His name is said Garwin.
Yeah, but there's no R in it.
Did you watch with subbies?
No, actually, it was not available.
Okay, so I watched with subbies, and it's spelt Gawain, but they say it as Garwin in the movie.
It's because they're British.
Okay, yes. They are British. I mean, you know, fuck the English. I will agree with that. But what do you... Had you heard of this story?
No.
Or I guess fable, but no, you hadn't. Neither had I.
No, I had no idea what was going on. Apparently it's a classic.
It is. But there's one character who's like very obvious who they are.
Who?
Well, King Arthur.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Right? So it's like that, you know, you're like, okay, I kind of know where this takes place now.
I mean, the second there's a knight, I assume it's a little bit like Knights of the Round Table-y, regardless of if it is or isn't.
And there might be a round table.
Yeah, perhaps, on occasion.
What did you think?
Okay, so before I saw this movie, I knew very little about it. I think it might have been a TIFF. I'm not sure. So I kind of heard about it. I knew Dev Patel was in it. I knew the poster or like a still from it where he's wearing like the crown. That's all I knew. And it started, and I was like, well, first off, I also didn't know if this was going to be like horror or drama or what. Since we were watching it for Halloween, I was like, okay, like maybe it'll be like kind of spooky. And then it started, and I was like, okay, this is not that creepy. And then it started with like this creepy scene, and I was like, oh, okay, maybe it is a little creepy. But that was like, I don't know. The whole movie, I felt like I was missing something. Like the text kept coming in, and I could not read what it said because it was in weird fonts and wasn't there long enough. And it was also like, it was edited really weird, the text into the thing. Like it was kind of choppy, especially at the beginning. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
It was weird. It didn't look very good. Also because I couldn't read what it was saying, and it kind of chopped the scenes up a little bit. But man, I don't know how to put this. I hated it. Like, oh my God.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really didn't like it. I thought it looked beautiful. And that was great. But
it is stunningly pretty.
It is. Like it is.
Some of the shots are amazing.
And Dev Patel has great hair.
He does.
I watched it and then I was like, what is wrong with this film? And then I saw that it was A24 and I was like, ah. And that kind of answered it for me. But
I mean, it is extremely A24.
It is. It's so pretentious, but I don't even know that it's like successful. And like, as I always like to do when I can't wrap my head around a film, is I look at IMDb and I'm like, okay, did I miss something? Literally all the people in the comments are like, maybe I'm too dumb for this movie, but like, and then a bunch of people were like, no, dude, you're not too dumb for this. It's a pretentious piece of something, you know? But there's one synopsis that really captures it for me. It is 1 out of 10 stars, entitled, What a Horrible Movie.
Ooh.
If I could have given less stars, I would have. Movie is drawn out about an hour more than need be. Many parts you don't know what's going on because you've been bored for so long that you miss something. Movie had an idea, and I think executed correctly, it could have been a great movie, but it wasn't. And now I've lost 2 hours of my life. And it's followed by a review, also 1 out of 10, that says, by the end, I was hoping he would get his head cut off for putting me through this. So I agree with both of those.
Wow. So I did not have like a strong response to this film either way. Kind of like my opinion is like, even if like you dislike the movie, it's like the set design and the cinematography are incredible.
I agree with all of that. I think my problem was that I found it, the person who said like that you feel like you missed something because you got bored, I completely agree with that. Like my mind would wander during this movie. And then when it would zone back in the middle of some soliloquy, I was really confused as to what was actually happening plot-wise because I missed something because they'd been talking for 20 minutes. So I think that was where my issue was, is that my mind would wander. It wouldn't keep my attention, and then my mind would wander, and then I would be confused. So I don't know.
Yeah. So for me is that I found like the first 30 to 40 minutes like very engaging. Like I was
I liked the beginning as well.
The movie. Like right up until the point right after until he meets the scavenger mm-hmm. and gets like duped, I was like, "Oh, okay, like I think this movie is like really good." And then after that, like it just felt like it like hit a wall for me as like,
that's so strange.
Like momentum. And like I was like, you know this, like I love movies that are strange and weird and pretentious. Mm-hmm. Like that's kind of what I like. I really like A24 films. Mm-hmm. But for this one, I just hit there. And then I was just like right after that, I was like, is this good still? I was like, what happened? Like all of a sudden, like my interest completely dried up.
Yes.
And I was like, is that because like this is all I needed from this story? Was this it, like just showing that? And I think Dev Patel's really good in the movie. Is like showing how that character, you know, how he like he doesn't correct people when they say you're a knight, and like how he's kind of like a trust fund baby, essentially.
I was a bit confused about his character though, because like he, I don't know, he's so sweet and so polite and like, yeah, doesn't want to correct people and that sort of thing. But I don't know, when we're introduced to him, he's a bit of a fuck up. Like he's a bit of a drunk. But then he seems so shy and
he
nice, and like those didn't really like align for me. And like I couldn't tell if he was brave or had something to prove, like because he definitely had something to prove. But then I was like, is he supposed to be brave? Or like, I don't know. Why would you go? Why would you go to get your head chopped off, first off? And then also, why would you go if you don't plan to get your head chopped off? I just didn't understand the whole crux of the story.
So I think what I took about it, because like I did some like thinking about it. I was trying to like figure out my like actual thoughts on the movie, and I kind of reached the point where it was like, I think the point of his character specifically is when he's having that scene with Essel, mm-hmm. When she's like, hey, don't go, we can just leave together.
Mm-hmm.
And since he's so young, he thinks what matters is like honor and all that bullshit, which actually doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. And he just doesn't know that when he actually, like, the thing he should do is leave with Essel. Right, because that's obviously what he wants to do, but he has got like his misguided, I have to do this because it's the right thing to do, but in actuality it's just like that's like a foible of young men.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's like I'm gonna do the honorable thing, and like it's all about getting glory and shit when mm-hmm. it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right, and I think like the whole his whole journey is like the tear down of that and him understanding that, you know, the right choice for him at the end of the film, mm-hmm. at least in my opinion, is that he dies. Like he should get his head cut off and die. Like that's the whole point. And I read some stuff that David Lowery said, the director, after, he's like, I wanted to do a version of the story where you felt where the right choice was him getting his head cut off at mm-hmm. the end of the film and not doing that. Like not the original ending of the story is that he goes there and then the Green Knight just gives him a nick on the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes back and it's all over. But it was about the journey along the way.
Right.
That like made this man. And that certainly is the story here. But then he actually, I know it's ambiguous at the end, but I think he dies at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's it. And I'm like, does the movie entirely work for me? No. If I looked at everything individually, like is Alicia Vikander's monologue when she's the lady in like that with that Lord, is that a really good monologue? Yes. Is she really good at the movie? Yes. Does it work all the time? No. And I'm like, I don't know why it doesn't work. Cause if I look at all the individual parts, it's like, it's beautifully shot. The acting is good. They're all trying hard. The script is fine. Like it has this distinct story of mm-hmm. like he's going from point A to B that I can follow, but I'm also bored and I don't know why I'm bored.
It's because it was not paced very well, I think. And like it didn't have the road movie vibes, like because it is a road movie if you boil it down, but it didn't have the vibes in that like you learn something at each spot. Like it was like each spot was a different chapter. But you came out of the chapter being like, well, what was the point of that chapter? You know, like with a road movie, you meet this person and you learn about this thing. You go to the next spot and, you know, there's an important plot point or something like that. This one, you could have removed any individual scene and it wouldn't have affected the movie. Like it didn't matter, basically.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. But I also think it's like a movie that is almost there. Like it's so mm-hmm. close to being great, but it's just not. And like when he's with the Lord in that house or castle, I'm like, all that stuff should be really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I am at the point I just don't really care about anything. mm-hmm. about this character. I'm like, I feel like this character is who he is. And like, he's just walked into, like, he's just continually walking into further and further traps.
And the thing is, if you don't care about it at that point, then it's just weird for the sake of being weird. Because I had also stopped caring by that point. And I was watching this and I was like, okay, like, you're trying to be edgy. It's not working, you know? Whereas if I was still in it, I feel like maybe those scenes would have worked. But like, I think also I had some issues at the beginning where I'm like, you know, watching him do this challenge or whatever, and the Green Knight busts in, and he, first off, why would you accept that challenge ever? Why would you go for the dude's neck? Did you not understand the challenge? Like, what do you think you're, I don't know. I had an issue with that. But I also had an issue with the fact that, like, his mom did the curse? I don't really know what was going on there. And then she also seemed so not fussed that she was, like, packing him up for his journey and sending him on his way to his death. Like,
well, she gave him that thing because she is a witch.
Yeah.
That would protect him, right? And that's like the thing, the vision he sees at the end of the film.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought all of that was like a version of like parents, like her version of like a parent and Arthur, since he's his uncle,
mm-hmm.
like pushing him out of like his comfort zone. And like, he's like, you actually have to live life now.
Mm-hmm.
But they like set him up to fail,
mm-hmm.
essentially, is that just because they want him to do this, they haven't given him any of like the tools to survive, because they've allowed him to live his life the way he wants to live, where he just kind of gets to do whatever he wants with no consequences, right? And he's like, doesn't really care to hide that he like goes out and drinks all the time, gets into fights, is in love with like a commoner, and they're not really punishing him in any way. Like, they're kind of just letting him do what he wants, and he's like, I want to be a knight, and they're like, okay, we'll help you, without actually making sure he's like set up for anything. And I think, at least my opinion, is that like, even though Sean Harris, who plays King Arthur, and the queen and his mom are all like really nice to him,
mm-hmm.
They're actually like not good people, right? Like, they're like the only reference to the original story, and they're come to being like so kind of nice that you like them, but they're actually like the rot at the center of this, is that Arthur is a king in decline,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's just kind of like going along and riding it out when it's, you know, not everything is good there. Mm-hmm. And Garwin is an example of that. I still like, I think that was just me reading into it. I don't think it works, but I'm just very conflicted about this film. I wanted to like it way more than I did. And I do feel like I do want to like it, because I'm like, the visuals are incredible.
It is. And I do remember thinking that it was a very gorgeous looking film. But like, I don't know.
Coloring.
I would say if people are watching this, you got to be really ready for something slow, and you really have to focus. Neither of which I was.
Yeah, I think it would work better in a theater.
Yeah.
Because you can't escape. I still don't think it would work perfectly. There was lots of points where like I was confused as well. Like when he was in the lore thing, I was like, what? Okay, I don't understand how any of this works,
mm-hmm.
in a way that takes me out of the film. Being like, how the fuck did he get his like belt back?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I was like, okay. I'm like, is any of this real?
Well, that's the other thing. It was all like mystical and weird. And I think it's supposed to make you be like, is he imagining this? Is he not? Is it magic? But also, I didn't care enough to figure it out. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I feel like it just loses you somewhere. And then all of the things that if you were in it wouldn't feel pretentious, since you're out of it, they just feel like needlessly pretentious.
Yeah, yeah. But I would say I did like the ending. I thought, did you notice that when he gets there early,
mm-hmm.
to see the Green Knight, and when the Green Knight is sitting in night, like kind of in shadow, and he opens his eyes, mm-hmm. the face shifts between all of the actors?
I did not notice that.
Because in the castle, when he's with the lord and the lady,
mm-hmm.
and then the woman who's actually, you know, doing it, the woman who's blindfolded, is presenting that woman being that way. She says, it's like, the Green Knight is somebody you know.
Mm.
Right? And he's like, what? So I was like, I remember that dialogue. I was like, oh, okay. So who's the Green Knight then? And then you get to there, and then you see the face shift. And I can't remember the exact order, but I know the faces you see are like King Arthur. You see Joel Edgerton and Alicia Vikander. And I think the last face you see is Dev Patel's face.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all very quick and easy to miss.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, okay. Are you saying the Green Knight is himself? And then, you know, he has to kill himself. And then I was like, oh, that's actually what we're doing here. And then, but I liked the ending montage of like showing what would happen if he was king. Mm-hmm. I liked that.
Yeah.
But I just kind of wish the rest of the movie was better.
Yeah.
That's where it's like, I like every, it's like every scene you pull it apart and be like, wow, that's a good scene. And then you put it in this movie and it doesn't work.
Yep. Yep.
Do you have anything else you want to say about this movie you dislike and I am lukewarm on?
No.
Do you like Alicia Vikander? Is she a good actress?
Man, I can't tell. Because when she had that... Okay, first off, this is the kind of movie that I can't tell if anyone is acting well in it. Because it's all like... It's not how people speak in our day and age, right? So it already feels a bit out of place. And it requires a lot of suspending your disbelief. But I found Alicia Vikander's accent when she was the Lady of the Night to be quite distracting. I'm sure it's quite accurate, but like also her character, that one, I couldn't get a read on. And also her character that was like the Lord's wife, I couldn't get a read on her there either. They were both just so weird and extreme. Well, especially the wife, that I didn't like them, but I don't know if that's because they were badly acted. I don't know, because they were overacted, but I think that's the point. I don't really know. I couldn't tell. But there was something about Alicia Vikander being the, like, peasant woman that it just wasn't landing well for me. I don't know why.
She's too pretty.
Yes. You can't just put dirt on person and be like, you know, like, I don't know.
Look at this stunning individual.
Yeah, it was weird. It was really weird.
I thought Joel Edgerton was good because I think he specifically is supposed to be put you off because you're supposed to be like, who is this man? Right? Like, we're not supposed to trust him.
Yeah.
So I thought that when you're not supposed to trust him, and I thought that worked from him, is like, this guy's just weird and I don't know who this man is.
Yeah. I liked him actually.
But yeah. But at that, I was like, oh, he kind of figured out what this movie is. And I do think Dev Patel is good, but he's given less than you think he would have.
Yeah. Well, the thing with Joel Edgerton is like, he's weird in our world, but also in the world, in the universe created. Like, Dev Patel thinks he's weird, too. My issue with Alicia Vikander, especially as the Lord's wife, was that Dev Patel doesn't seem to think she's weird. He just is kind of like, I don't know, entranced. And I'm like, no, dude, this is weird. So, I don't know.
I mean, he comes a lot, though.
Yeah.
On his, that scene, I was like, wow, all right.
Yeah, I didn't want to watch any of that.
Well, I mean, Alicia Vikander as the lady is like a projection of the old woman, right? Is that she is presenting that because that's who Dev Patel will respond to. One of my friends who also watched it did not realize that Alicia Vikander played two roles in this film.
Why? She looks identical.
I know. And she was like, oh, that was the point of that? And I was like, yes. She's like, oh, I thought they were two separate people. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, I mean, they are two separate people, but like... They
don't try to hide that it's a separate actress.
No, it's supposed to be the same one. That's the point.
Exactly. I think this movie, for me at least, is mostly fine and kind of disappointing. And I do hope Dev Patel gets to do more leading man roles. Because I think he's good. I just don't think he's used in this movie, even though he's the leading man.
That's the thing. I like Dev Patel, but...
Well, we've been like Dev Patel since Skins.
Yeah, but this is just not it.
I will say, like, I have liked some of this director's other films.
Mm-hmm.
He did A Ghost Story, which is really good, and Ain't Them Body Saints, which is really good. But he is definitely a director that kind of likes dreaminess.
Mm-hmm.
So it's he's just kind of like escalating it along the way. But where could people find you and your love of The Green Knight?
Nowhere, actually.
That's a lie.
You can
that's
find me at CarolynDunk93 on Instagram and Twitter. And where can they find you?
At James Willicks everywhere except on Twitter, where the O is a zero. And you could find this podcast on all places. You can send us an email at letswatchpod@gmail.com. And the next movie we'll be talking about is a movie that's just as weird, old.
Weird in a whole other way.
It's weird in a whole other way. And boy, do I have some thoughts about that film.
Yeah, me too.